Gluttoneers. It's a short one. I'm your host, Gretchen, again, still without Becca. So today, we are discussing / serving grapefruit soda with chai masala. Oh, sorry, not mar, masala, chai masala, from the flavor equation, because I am, one, obsessed with grapefruit this year, always loved chai spices, and I'm intrigued by this because the chai spices are supposed to mellow out the bitterness of the grapefruit, but also it's a sugar syrup that you put the spices into. Not really sure if the sugar or the spices are really helping there. But according to the book, it's the spices. So I'm actually going to make myself one of these to have while we discuss, because I've been wanting to do this for so long. I have a grapefruit and chai masala spice mixture here that I am going to do a half cup of into a glass. Oh, well, I need a bigger glass because that filled up my glass almost all the way. Or maybe it's supposed to be that full. And then we're going to top it with club soda, which I need something to help me open. Oh, it's a twist off. I still need my tool. Come here, tool. Cheers. Let's try this puppy. Yep, it's good. As I assumed it would be. So far, everything that I've done out of this book has been a big hit. I top this up a little bit. So let's talk about what went into this delicious drink. The ingredients are, and we know how I love it when somebody forgets to put the water as the ingredient. I've added it to the top. You need 1.5 cups of water, half a cup of sugar, a 2-inch piece of ginger peeled and cut into thin slices, 1-inch cinnamon stick, 10 whole black peppercorns, 2 whole green cardamom pods cracked, 1 star anise, 2.5 cups of grapefruit juice, the grapefruit from my backyard. The recipe said 2 to 3 large grapefruit. My grapefruits are a little closer to medium, so it took 5 to make 2.5 cups. And then 4.5 cups of chilled club soda. It does say that it will keep for about a week in the refrigerator after you make it. That's what I'm counting on, is that I'm going to enjoy it so much that I want to drink it and continue to drink it. This comes from the bitterness section of this book. The flavor approach that our friend Nick goes into says the following. The bitterness of grapefruit is complemented by a combination of spices. Aroma and taste molecules in the whole spices are extracted using a combination of heat and water. Club soda and grapefruit juice both provide acidity, while the soda's carbonation adds the textural effect of fizz by playing with our receptors. See carbonated beverages, page 67, and we will get into that shortly. The added sugar and sugars present in grapefruit. It's interesting because it says the added sugar. So it says the added sugar and sugars present in grapefruit soda help temper the bitter tannins. I should have read the part about grapefruit, or if there's seen if there was something about grapefruit and it being bitter in here. It's saying the sugars in the grapefruit help balance this out. So let's see. Bitterness. How bitterness works. Case study, debittering olive and mustard oils. We'll have to do that at some point. Bitterness boosters. Alcohol, cacao and cocoa. Coffee, bitter fruit, citrus and currants. Fruits and sweetness appear to be synonymous, but many fruits contain bitter elements. Even a ripe plum has a hint of bitterness hidden behind its sweet and sour flesh. This is true. In some fruits, notably citrus family members such as grapefruit, the bitterness is more obvious. When extracting the aromatic zest of a lemon, lime, or orange, we're often told to avoid The white pith for its intense bitterness. See also lemons and limes, page 66, and blueberry Omani lime ice cream, page 98, to see how bitterness played a role in the development of the recipe. Use a microplane zester or a citrus zester to shave the outer pigment layer off a citrus fruit. This will give you good control because the blades are short and don't restrip the same spot twice. It sounds like Nick may have some alternate opinions about the zest that goes into our, that went into our marmalade. Two additional sources of bitterness. There are two additional sources of bitterness in citrus fruits, and their intensity varies depending. Their intensity varies with the type of fruit. One comes from the seed. You should extract the seeds before you use the fruit, especially when blending to make drinks, marinades, chutneys, and sauces that call for lemon and lime. The other comes from the juice itself. When citrus is squeezed to release its juices and left to stand for a short period, it starts to develop a bitter taste, a phenomenon called delayed bitterness. As the small sacks of juice are crushed, the cells release an enzyme that produces a bitter-tasting substance called limonin. Commercially, bitter fruit juices are mixed with sweeter juices to blend out the bitterness, but other methods include treating the fruit juice enzymes or using the devices that extract the bitter compounds, as well as selective plant breeding methods. In some instances, the bitterness is highly valued, especially for Seville orange, bitter orange marmalade. The peels are cooked with the pith and seeds. The seeds are also a rich source of pectin that helps thicken the jam, left to steep overnight to extract as much flavor as possible. So you see, yeah, he would have a whole different method for marmalade. When preserving lemons, adding a large amount of salt, see green beans with preserved lemons and creme fraiche, page 76, will mask the bitter taste. Other bitter-tasting fruits include cranberries, currants, and lingonberries. These fruits are cooked with sugar, acids, and spices to mellow out their bitterness. So we don't get into the tenastin or tenastinins in that section anyway. The method is, for making this soda, 1.5 cups of water. Oh, combine 1.5 cups of water and sugar in a medium saucepan. Add the ginger, cinnamon, peppercorns, cardamom, and star anise. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat and immediately remove from the heat. Cover with lid and steep for 10 minutes. Strain the simple syrup through a fine mesh sieve placed over a bottle or jug. Discard the spices. You should have 1.5 cups of simple syrup. Refrigerate syrup until chilled. In a large pitcher, combine the chilled simple syrup and grapefruit juice. Fill 8 tall glasses with ice. Pour 1/2 cup of the syrup mixture into each glass. Top with 1/2 cup of the club soda and stir. Store any leftover syrup in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 1 week. So there you go. Whole method, whole thing. Let's taste this again. You know, the one thing I can really taste is the star anise, and that works really brilliantly with the grapefruit. Just not a flavor I would ever consider putting together, but I like it. I really like it. Yeah. Mmm. Let's talk about carbonation and what that brings to our experience for the soda. Because this was the part that was fairly interesting to me. So I believe this is part of the acidity section, which calls brightness. I've included carbonated beverages, pH 4.8, here because we possess a unique sensing mechanism when it comes to these drinks. And they're also sour to taste. Carbonated beverages are acidic from the carbonic acid produced when the carbon dioxide gas is dissolved in water. In liquids such as champagne, the carbon dioxide is a natural product of the fermentation. In other beverages, mechanical pressure is applied to force the gas into the water or other liquid. For the most part, carbon dioxide gas hates staying in water, so it will do its best to escape in the form of tiny gas bubbles that rise to the surface. This is why carbonated beverages must be tightly sealed to maintain pressure. When you sip champagne, 3 things happen. First, your sour taste receptors respond to the change in pH. Second, an enzyme present near the receptors detects the carbon dioxide and tells you how delicious the bubbles taste. Third, the bubbles are sensed by mechanical sensory receptors that line the surface of your mouth. All these reactions make carbonated water a fantastic substitute for baking soda when the volume of the liquid does not matter. Use it to make pancake and waffle batters by using the same volume in place of the original liquid. Carbonation will intensify the acidity of sweet and sour drinks. Try it instead of water when diluting the concentrates for hibiscus ginger pepper refresher, page 266, and lemon lime mintade, page 97, and grapefruit soda with chai masala, page 120. I hadn't really thought about how much acid is in just even carbonated water. And that's why most of the time it tastes different and why there are a lot of people that don't like it. They don't like that light acidity that it brings to the table, but it's fine. I like it. I'm really into the sparkling water at the moment, but yeah, it's really good. I do like the flavor combination. I do wish it wasn't quite so one note on the star anise. I'm wondering if perhaps letting it sit for a couple days will change the flavor profile. It should. Yeah, maybe next time I do a half of a star anise. See if that brings down that some of the complexity could shine through a little bit better. I'm not sure if that's just because my star anise is probably the freshest of my spices, but none of these are things that have been sitting around. I used a soft cinnamon that I got from Rancho Gordo here in town in Napa. And my ginger is from the farmer's market, so that's pretty fresh. My black peppercorns might be like 5 months old, maybe. I just don't remember when I bought them, so that's the main issue there. Let's see. The star anise I only bought a couple weeks ago, so that is probably the freshest one, which might be why I'm getting punched in the face with it. But I like it. I do like it with grapefruit. I'm on board. So I'm going to continue to enjoy this drink. I'm about to jump into another recording, again, for something from the flavor Bible, or sorry, the flavor equation. And yeah, we're just flavor equationing it up all over the place today. And this is going to be my dinner. I'm pretty excited. It's getting late in the day. I'm really ready for some chicken wings. Anyway, glutton ears, I hope you enjoyed this mini episode about a grapefruit soda and how much star anise I can taste in it. But I highly recommend. I really love this book. I think that this guy's approach to educating about flavor is really interesting. And just, he does wonders. I'm going to go. I'm going to start some chicken wings. And you can look forward to hearing that episode in 2 weeks. Or, well, yeah, it'll be available in 2 weeks. Who knows when you're actually listening to this. Off we go. Where are my coconuts? There you are. Here we go.